News. I'm Ben Thomas. As massive wildfires blaze around Los Angeles, some have begun returning to still smoldering neighborhoods. In Pacific Palisades, Greg Benton examined a pile of rubble and ash that once was his home.
I see a file cabinet, which means that came from the second story. That's all I can make out. That's the only thing that makes sense to me at this point.
Haya Panjwani has more.
The fires have so far killed 10 people and set the nation's second largest city on edge. Federal and state officials spoke in the Oval Office about recovery efforts. President Biden announced a plan for FEMA to provide $750 to survivors.
So they quickly purchase critical items like water, formula, gasoline, and prescription drug.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
In New York, sentencing for the president-elect, Julie Walker was there.
Donald Trump was formally sentenced Friday in his New York hush money case, but the judge declined to impose any punishment. Trump was not in court, instead appearing by video from Mar-a-Lago.
This has been a weaponization of government.
And he says,
I was treated very, very unfairly.
Trump was convicted in May of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records.
I'm totally innocent. I did nothing wrong.
Judge Juan Merchan says he took into account Trump's upcoming presidential protections when sentencing him to an unconditional discharge.
Despite the extraordinary breadth of those protections, one power they do not provide is the power to erase a jury verdict.
Trump takes office as a convicted felon. He's vowing to appeal. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration's extended temporary protected status to some 600,000 Venezuelans and more than 200,000 Salvadorans already living in the U.S. for another 18 months. And President-elect Trump's preparing more than 100 executive orders for day one of his new term, border security and deportations, among other policies he campaigned on. This is AP News. Gethin Coolbaugh has NFL news ahead of wildcard weekend.
Jalen Hurts has cleared the NFL concussion protocol and will start for the Eagles in their NFC wildcard game Sunday against the Packers. Philadelphia's quarterback hasn't played since he suffered a concussion and left a December 22nd game early against the Commanders. Elsewhere, Lamar Jackson beat out Josh Allen, and Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson are unanimous choices for the Associated Press 2024 NFL All-Pro team. Saquon Barkley received 48 of 50 first-place votes, and Patrick Surtain II got 49. From a nationwide panel of media members who cover the league, Jackson received 30 first-place votes to Allen's 18, making the team for the second straight year and third overall. The NFC leading Lions had four players selected. Browns edge rusher Myles Garrett earned his seventh nod, while 49ers linebacker Fred Warner was chosen for the fourth time. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.